Now, we've seen a programme of refurnishment of local tennis courts. Five tennis courts across the Woking area have been upgraded, working with the council and the Lawn Tennis Association. Facility has been improved. We're going to find out more about the work that's been done as we are joined on the line by Councillor Colin Kemp. He's Woking Borough Council's portfolio holder for leisure and cultural services. Good morning, Colin.
Good morning, John.
Good morning. Welcome to the programme. So, tell me, what's happening with these tennis courts then?
Right, obviously, tennis is a big sport and we needed to upgrade our facilities in the main leisure centre area. And this time of year is always big for tennis. I mean, it's going to be different this year, obviously,
yes.
But last year with the Wimbledon and everything, you know, it rose to nearly an increase of nearly 600,000 people using it, an increase of 10% over last year. Amount of young children using it is on the increase as well, so this is really great news and we needed to encourage it. So Working with the Lawn Tennis Association, we've refurbished all the courts. We've put a new online booking system in place, so you don't have to go into the leisure centre and everything else. You can do it online. You'll get your code, you'll go down, you can plug it in and you can go into the courts. Yeah. And play. And so, there's five great courts there now.
Excellent. So it makes it easier, makes it more accessible, removes barriers and people just think, right, I'm going to go down there, I'm going to play.
Yeah, absolutely. And they do look great. I went down there again last week to have a look at them and see what the work that's being done. And they do really look good. I think there's some fantastic facilities that are there and are really accessible. You know, we're working, we've refurbished all five of them. We've appointed Woking Park Tennis that are going to do some coaching on there as well to help especially young people, but of all ages, you know, because tennis is a sport that can be played at a reasonable pace. So even, you know, elderly or, you know, people are not as fit can still play. So when I was down there the other day, I had a knockabout. I was in a suit, so probably not dressed for it. But you know, and I'm not the fittest person in the world, but it's great and invigorating to be able to do that.
Yes, definitely. You know, just getting people, especially with the Easter holidays coming out, coronavirus permitting, out and about on the tennis court, playing, getting in the fresh air and getting away from computers and tablets and Xboxes and whatever.
Yeah, and an ideal scenario. So I know a lot of people have got to self-isolate, so they are going to be in their home. But there's a lot of people at home because their businesses are on temporary close down or whatever. So they'll be at home, the kids are breaking up soon. And actually, you know, it's a non-contact sport, so you're not out there contacting other members of the public. You can go out there, you just book it online, go down there, punch in your numbers and probably disinfect your hands afterwards because other people would have touched it. But then you can, you know, outdoor activity, you know, where you don't need to self-isolate, it's very important, and getting out there and keeping yourself fit and active.
Okay, so the message, I guess, the facilities, these tennis courts are available and pretty much, you know, accessible despite all the fears of coronavirus and everything.
Yep, just go online to woking.gov.uk/tennis, sign up, you get a little account there. Pay and play sessions cost as little as £7. Go down there with the family and have a good knockabout.
And there's going to be some coaching sessions happening for the Specsavers Youth Games, I believe.
Yes, so Specsavers Youth Games is a big event we get involved in, which is fantastic because, again, it gets young people into sports that they perhaps don't normally get involved in. There'll be some free coaching as part of it, and we're getting young people to sign up for that because, you know, that would be a great thing. And tennis is a big part of that, but lots of different sports involved in that, so that's a massive one coming forward.
Yeah, and there's some more improvements still to come, so you're not done
there
yet.
There is, yeah, absolutely. So, you know, one of the things, I mean, it's very difficult access perhaps for disabled people, and we need to do a bit more work on that, so that's the next thing we're working on at the moment, and that should be in place later on this year.
Brilliant. So it's great that you're investing in this and investing in the health of our community, getting people outside. And, you know, in your sort of role in the council, how is the coronavirus affecting you sort of generally?
Generally, I mean, there are roles that we do. And I suppose from a councillor's point of view, our main role at the moment is being leaders in our community. You know, there's a lot of people wanting to volunteer, and we're trying to facilitate, help bring those groups together where there are vulnerable residents. I've had a lady on the phone to me this morning. She's got an issue with her central heating, so I'm going to go out there and try and sort that out for her. You know, we are leaders in our community, and as councillors, you know, we can make connections and make things happen. And that's probably our key role in this, as well as supporting the council in delivering key services. You know, there are still key services, Meals on Wheels, and things that we need to do that people rely on. And actually, we need to be supporting the officers and doing what we can. And as part of this, you know, some staff will be self-isolating. So, you know, there will be, councillors will be asked to do some volunteering work in supporting some of those services as well. So it is, you know, we are really part of the team at the council. And we will work alongside our officers to deliver the key services to our residents.
Yes, and you need to sort of have a teamwork, you know, in this sort of situation, everyone pulling together, really.
Absolutely, you know, and that is a real key. You know, if you look at, you know, following social media, you know, communities are pulling together, churches of all faiths are pulling together, councils, peoples of all backgrounds are pulling together. I mean, it is a great spirit. You know, I know it's a really sad thing, and people have lost their lives for it already and whatever, but actually, you know, if you look at the spirit and how it brings people together, you know, let's look for the positive in what is a really serious situation.
Yes, there's definitely some positives, you know, as you say, people coming together, and you know, just people being there for each other, you know, through these trying times. Well, back to the
people like yourself, John, can I just say, people like yourself on local radio stations and the local media, you know, it's so important in that, in actually, again, getting them words out there when things are happening, when there are groups that can support people in getting that message. And you will play organisations like yourself will play a key role in that, John. So thank you.
Oh, well, it's a pleasure. And, you know, I think this is when sort of, you know, local media comes into its own, because, you know, we can be there, and we can be there on a local level through the working community. So it's definitely, you know, definitely a benefit of local radio there.
Yeah, absolutely, John. But getting back to the tennis courts, you know, get the residents out there. If you haven't got a site self-isolate and you are at home and looking for something to do, go and have a nice game of tennis, get out in the fresh air. Weather doesn't look too bad. I don't think there's any rain forecast, so get out there and have a game.
Okay, and it's woking.gov.uk/tennis that have all the links and everything you need to book with it.
That's the one, John.
Excellent. Brilliant. There you go. Hope you inspired some future tennis stars to get out there. Yes. Excellent. Brilliant to talk to you, Colin. Thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you, John. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. There we go. That's Councillor Colin Kemp there talking about those tennis courts, all refurnished, all ready to use. So if you are able to get out, it could be a good way to get yourself some exercise and get yourself some fresh air as well.